a very good evening to you. And welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a great pleasure to have your company on a Friday evening. What have we got? Bit more from Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Some Oscar Rabin. Hadn't had any Oscar for a while. Mr. Preview. A request. Ooh. But to get going, we're going to cross to the sunny side of the street. That's where you are, on the sunny side of the street. It might not actually be that difficult at the moment on the Isle of Man. I know, not easy to say, or indeed that frequent to say, quite frankly, is it? But it's been rather nice. Still not what you call tropical on the weather front. I have had my shorts on for the last week or so, and if you get a little sort of sheltered corner in the sun, you know what? Not at all bad. The rest of the time, still absolutely freezing. And certainly this morning when I got up and listened to the forecast saying, it's wonderful and great, and I went out and thought, my goodness, it was about 8 degrees with a stiff breeze making it feel like about 6 degrees. So yes, lovely, but still not exactly beach weather unless you're a blue tit. But there we go. Never pleased, are we? At least I never am, I suppose. Just get grumpier as I get older. I hope you don't. And you're staying cheerful, and listening to Sweet and Swing will keep you staying cheerful and keep a smile on your face as we listen to some of the great sounds and bands from the days of yore. The Sunny Side of the Street, of course. Jack Parnell and his orchestra. Jack, yeah, the great drummer. Remember him? And was it Sunday night at the Palladium? I think he was the drummer there for ages. And he used to be quite a frequent appearance on British TV. I think he died a wee while back now. But at one stage, sort of, he was one of those characters who would crop up all over the place on various shows and band shows, and playing the drums in his band and in the pit, and as a sort of character in his own right. And doesn't actually mention brilliantly, I think is rather unfair, who the vocalese were, but they were very effective. I'm just checking to see if there's anything in the notes, and no, there's nothing in the notes there either. That's rather sad, isn't it? Anyway, they sounded good, of an era, and not at all a bad way to get going. Where are we going from there? Well, I tell you what, there's been a few changes here at Manx Radio in recent weeks. You might well have noticed some tweaks at the weekend, and Christy De Haven moving to a new show, Home Run. Check it out, by the way. 5 to 6.30, Monday to Friday, a sort of slightly different take on, well, the Home Run, yeah, the sort of time when people are in their cars heading back home and thinking of either a nice mug of tea or something a bit stronger, something to eat, and whatever you do in the evening, active or unactive. Anyway, I thought there'd be some changes made, and there have been some changes made. And here's Ted Weems and Mary Lee, just to confirm that.
Nobody wants you when you're old and
And there have been some changes made here at Manx Radio. And, well, I suppose change is part of life, isn't it? Most of us don't like it. I don't generally. I know some people embrace it wholeheartedly. I always struggle with change, and I think the older you get, the harder it becomes to adapt and accept change. But I suppose part of life, nothing ever stays the same, does it? Including the music. There it was back in the day, and now, of course, you don't hear that style of music anymore. Ted Weems, Mary Lee, born in 1921. And very young, she started out, as it suggests in the Book of Words here, the England's second book of British dance bands. The microphone announcement at the local store in Glasgow came as a shock because 13-year-old Mary had, unknown to her parents, skipped off school to take part in an audition for Roy Fox's band. Don't think it'd be allowed these days, would it? But it always goes on. Kids always wanting to skip off, don't they, and do exciting things like that. She'd not expected anything to come of it, but the American band leader had already decided her voice was outstanding and expected her to win the forthcoming event, which indeed she did. It was arranged she'd sign a contract on her 14th birthday when she joined the band at the Streatham Locarno in London, September 1935, complete with a chaperone. Well, I'm glad they had the chaperone in those days. I mean, you almost feel that she just would have gone down the train on her own, wouldn't you? Advertised not, of course, as her real name, Mary McDivitt, but with the stage name of Little Mary Lee. And that's where she went on to great things after that, in many ways. Catapulted into the limelight, and for three glorious years she described how she was groomed in every way. Not in the modern sense, we're talking, I don't think. Speech, dress, manners, that sort of grooming. I had it all, she said. Never groomed in singing, though, or indeed received any training, because her voice was so natural. And Roy Fox, the band leader, that's what he liked. He didn't want her to become a trained singer and sound like the others. He liked that sort of young naivety in her voice. So he banned her from listening to the records of Ella Fitzgerald and Peggy Lee, in case they spoiled her style. And he also banned boys from using bad language in her presence. Can you do that? Well, you could in those days. Probably not. But yes, it is incredible, isn't it? Suffice to say, after that, well, as you can imagine, things went up, things went down. And it's always the way, isn't it, when you start very early, that you never really know what's going to happen in the future. And it's rare, I think, if you start out as a child star and are catapulted into fame in that way, that you have plain sailing all the way. At some stage or other, something will go a little bit pear-shaped, which indeed it did. I mean, she had a very unhappy time, I think, with Jack Payne's band, but lived to a good old life. At 80, it says, in the summer of 2001, she could have claimed at least to have grown up. Yes, if you start off with that moniker of Little, it's difficult to shake it off, isn't it? Even when you're sort of 70 or 80, you come Little Mary Lee, 73. Great voice, though, isn't it? I can see why Roy Fox was attracted to her. Let's have a bit of Misty.
Thank you. you gonna choo-choo. Choo-choo, you gonna choo-choo. Choo-choo, you gonna choo-choo. Choo-choo, you gonna hey, 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 hey.
Two for Fear there. Misty. Has been misty a lot of late, but at the moment we've got the sun. Let's keep it for a while. Ken McIntosh and the band. Ken, no stranger to these shores, I don't think, and was on the scene for such a long time. And I'm pretty certain the old maestro was on good terms with Ken McIntosh. I think he played with him several times and knew him quite well. Followed by a bit of boogie there. Hamp's Boogie, to be exact. Hamp as in Lionel Hampton. And you know what? I think we might hear from the man himself in a moment. Hamp's Boogie, but wasn't Hamp playing there? That was Oscar. Oscar Rabin. And, yeah, he had a sort of a rise to the top of the tree, more typical of the United States than of Great Britain in many ways. And in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, many Jewish immigrants, of course, escaped persecution and poverty in Eastern Europe in order, as they were looking at it, to pursue the American dream, fame, fortune, freedom, in the world of entertainment on the other side of the Atlantic. And quite a few followed the path to stardom in the UK in a rather smaller way. Oscar Rabin, one of the exceptions, and a notable one at that, in that he did indeed sort of head Brit side rather than state side, and a great talent and graced the British music scene from his arrival on his shores in the early 1900s until he died in 1958. Died too young, really, but an incredibly talented musician. Born in Latvia and Russian parents, I think, or he certainly had Russian ancestry, and first came to the light of day in 1899, as Britain came when he was still, the family came to Britain when he was still a small child, settled in London, of course, and he won a scholarship to the Guildhall School of Music, where he was, showed his talents and went on to quite a success, and died a little bit too young, realistically. He was only about 60 odd when he died, so far too young. Great player. And there we are with a bit of Hamp's Boogie. Can't beat a bit of Boogie, can't beat a bit of Lionel Hampton, and we will have some coming up in a few minutes as well. Also, a request, of course, and more from Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. But before that, a bit of Mr. Preview, André Previn. Can't go wrong, heard him on the radio the other day doing something. And, of course, another one, a unique talent in as much as he enjoyed equal success in the classical field as he did in his younger years in the jazz field. Picture on the front of this CD with a very young-looking Andre Preview, hunched over the piano, fagging gob in a true jazz style. Don't take up smoking, children. It's not good for you, but it always used to be the way for jazzists, didn't it? A stream of smoke twisting up past their head, whether they were playing a sax or the piano or even drums with Elvin Jones and such like. And here's Andre, hunched over the piano, eyes closed, mid-track. And what was he playing? Well, in this case, he's playing something from a well-known musical. See if you can guess it. I bet you can. Did you get it? Did you get it? I bet you did. Lovely arrangement there. André Previn. And Shelley Mann at the drums. The great Shelley Mann. And Leroy Vinegar, the boss of the walking bass, as he used to be known, playing bass duties there very effectively. And I think that album was actually... which I think they both did it. So André Previn did My Fair Lady, because that was it. My Fair Lady, did he get it? Swonderful was the track. But I think Shelley Mann also did, and I think that was listed, that one, under Shelley Mann's name, but André Previn at the keyboard. And as I say, one of the few who really, I suppose in recent times, I've been thinking of people like Wynton Marsalis or Keith Jarrett, who managed to have as successful a career in classical world as they did in jazz. And that was certainly the case years before for André. Started out very much in jazz and then became more and more popular as an arranger and composer and film scorer and working in the classical world. And in 1958 won an Academy Award nomination for his scoring of Porgy and Bess. And in 1960, in addition to score writing, paid belated tribute by improvising, I beg your pardon, on screen in the style of his erstwhile hero Art Tatum in The Subterraneans. And yeah, just had an incredible career. And in 1961, his double album, André Previn Plays Harold Arlen, earned him a Grammy Award. And though a decade later then, he had to give up altogether. So late 60s, early 70s maybe, his career as a jazz performer, when the schedule of his work on the international classical circuit meant he couldn't have any solo activity and go out and play in these small bands and jazz clubs as he had been doing, because he was always around the world, or appearing on the Morecambe and Wise show, of course, famously, or conducting in front of some of the best orchestras on the planet. What a life, eh? Not bad. I've always been a great fan, and you can just hear how good he was as a jazz pianist as well. Listening to Sweet and Swing with myself, H. Always lovely to have your company, it has to be said, and always lovely to hear from new listeners. And there was one that got in contact quite recently, actually, and it was Jo. And she was saying, yes, I'd like to hear a few things. Could you play a request sometime, perhaps, she says, of Morris Winnick and his orchestra? Well, I think the answer to that, Jo, is yes, we can.
With your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I'll promise to be your very own. Alone, alone with a heart meant for you alone.
Lovely stuff. Alone. I hope you're not alone, Joe. That, or at least if you are, we're keeping you company here on Manx Radio with Sweet and Swing. For a relatively new listener, we're always looking for new listeners. It's lovely. Joe Giles, who got in contact only a couple of weeks back to say, "Dear Mr. Kane," how formal is that? Isn't that wonderful? Over recent times, I've discovered the delights of Manx radio programmes from 9 p.m. onwards. She's talking, of course, Joe is, about the specialist music shows, of which this is one of many, or at least of several. And, of course, if you don't already know, I will go through them, just to remind you, because they're all great in their own way, depending on your individual tastes, of course. Monday evening, Time for Brass, with Ian Cottier. We reckon that is the longest continuously running brass programme in the British Isles, at least, almost certainly in Europe, and quite possibly in the world. We're just trying to find out whether it's a world record. Ian has been broadcasting that continuously, without missing one, for 45 years. Half his life, just turned 90. That's got to be a record, surely. Tuesday night, wonderful folk show with John Barker. All sorts of great folk and roots, loads of Manx music. It gives you a roundup of the folk scene on the island, where the local gigs are going on and such like. Wonderful stuff, and a real Catholic mix. Some stuff almost jazzy, I love it. Some electronica, and then some really traditional folk music as well. Great mixed bag of folk. Even if you don't think you're a folk fan, you will enjoy John's show. I enjoy it. It's cracking, really good stuff. I enjoy all of them, of course, but I'm a bit biased at work here, and I like the music. Wednesday evening. Well, on Wednesday evening, it sort of is a rotational, a six-week rotational one. So currently, there's the wonderful Ernie Thorne, who's been doing the Opera Hour for years, and the Opera Hour has just started a new six-week series. Ernie also does Ernie's Eclectic, which is what it says on the tin, a selection of his own music from his eclectic collection, known for his love of opera, but has all sorts of different musical interests as well. And those shows rotate with Andy Wint doing Country Roads. So it's 6 weeks, like I said, of now of the Opera Hour, and then in 6 weeks' time, it will be Andy will be back with Country Roads, which is exactly that, the best in country music from around the globe. Thursday, if you like things more classical, the wonderful Maurice Powell is here on Thursday evening. A little light music, and it's on the lighter side of things, but we do have some heavier pieces here and there. Nothing too heavy, though, but some wonderful classical music with the ever knowledgeable and quirky Maurice Powell. Great stuff. Love Maurice. And then on Friday, well, here we are, Sweet and Swing, and you'll know we alternate with the other jazz show here, the modern side of things, Jumping In with Brother Chris, which looks at modern and contemporary jazz, which I know turns some people off, but I always say, give it a whiz. You're not going to like everything, but you might like some. And some of these artists we feature here sort of would have gone in that direction, I think, onto bebop and such like. So I think it's all a continuous story, as they say. Anyway, back to Joe for a second. I'd like to say thank you for the programme. That's this one, Sweet and Swing. It's really enjoyable and a good mix. Well, thank you very much indeed. My late husband and I have a wonderful collection of LPs. Keep them. They're super back in vogue, Joe. Vinyl, and worth a small fortune, some of them. Although, frankly, it's not the money, is it? It's the enjoyment. Covering all sorts of musical genre, including some foreign language ones. Tonight, you made me look at my Harry Roy records. Well, we were talking about Harry Roy earlier on, weren't we? No, I beg your pardon, that was Roy Fox. Too many Roys. And it was interesting to note the vast and various notes on Harry Roy, and that there was, or maybe still is, a Harry Roy Appreciation Society. I believe there still is, Joe, yeah. I have to agree with your comment regarding his likeness to a ventriloquist's dummy and mischievous eyes. He did. He definitely had that sort of face with the eyes and the, yeah, cheeky and then could easily have gone into a double act doing the old ventriloquist's dummy thing, which used to be popular in music halls. Thanks again, regard Joe Giles. Sent by tapping my fingers. I hope you're tapping your fingers all evening, some of these great tunes. And a request from Joe for Morris Winnick, we've just heard there, with Sam Costa on the vocals, Alone. Don't stay alone. Listen to Manx Radio. We'll keep you company any time of the day, any day of the week. And there's always something for everyone. Get in contact if you'd like some thoughts. HowardCain@manxradio.com. Cain with an E, that is. Or, of course, you can always write to me, Howard Cain, Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio. And that's Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man. And the postcode IM15BW, particularly if you're listening further afield via the wonders of the web. The faraway club gone very quiet of late. Be lovely to hear from someone listening in some exotic part. We'll accept Europe, we'll accept the States, Africa, or further afield. Australia? Anyone in Australia? Anyone still in the States listening? New Zealand we used to have. Philippines with Father Sean. Anyone else out in the Philippines? Well, you don't know, do you? Could be anywhere. I have got a little map which you can access to show where it's accessed the podcasts, and it is global, so if you are listening in one of those places, drop us a line, say hello, say where you are, have a request. We'd love to hear from you, as would Edmundo, and maybe his dad, who knows?
At the age of 9, my father said to me, "Son, you're growing fine, I'm very proud to see. Soon you'll be a man with all the zest for life. But your greatest test will be to choose a wife. Be careful, son, be careful. All that glitters is not gold. Be careful, son, be careful. Moving around both the young and the old.
You must watch them twice, that is my advice.
I'll say they're nice from far, but they're far from nice. No sport, it's not a game to play. Once they have you caught, you cannot get away. Behind every great man is a woman, that is true. But she has a hand in every downfall too. Be careful, son, be careful. All that glitters is not gold. Be careful, son, be careful. Moving around both the young and the old.
You must watch them twice, that is my advice.
I'll say they're nice from far, but they're far from nice. A woman through nature's plan. Every woman is not a lady, do understand. To recognize the difference really means a lot, as they both pretend to be what they are not. Be careful, son, be careful. All that glitters is not gold. Be careful, son, be careful. Moving around both the young and the old.
You must watch them twice, that is my advice.
I'll say that. nice from far, but they're far from nice. Start to panic if they see a mouse, yet they aren't afraid to tackle a man as big as a house. Quick to shed a tear to prove they are the weaker sex. They've been fooling men for years, my son, with that pretext. So be careful, son, be careful. All that glitters is not gold. Be careful, son, be careful. Moving around both the young and the old.
But you must watch them twice, that is my advice.
I'll say they're nice from far, but they're far from nice.
Well, it seems a little bit harsh, that advice, doesn't it? Far from nice. Yeah, well, I think it's tongue-in-cheek, as were a lot of the lyrics by the great Edmundo Ross. Well, yeah, love it or hate it, I suppose. Would you get away with it now? Is it non... I don't know. Is it non-PC now? You probably wouldn't have those lyrics anymore, because they're not accurate, and even tongue-in-cheek might not be seen now as PC. Not a concern back for Edmundo in the day, and it is just a bit of fun, I guess, in any case, and I think he sees it that way as well. Formed his rumba band back in 1941, filling a space left when Geraldo, of course, had his Gaucho Tango Orchestra, a massive success in the 1930s, Geraldo, even though he wasn't particularly Argentinian, with the Gaucho Tango Orchestra, but then Geraldo sort of dropped that and headed off in a much more standard big band line. But Edmundo, well, he saw a gap there, and then he never deviated from it. He just stayed Latin for the rest of his days. And the rest of his days were quite long, because that was 1941. And Edmundo went on, well, he certainly went on to be 100 years old, and was still playing, I think, into his 80s and later than that. So a very long time he was playing his Latin music. Always had that swing to it. And the singing, well, that sort of came into it, I think. He obviously was a great celebrated and classically trained percussionist and drummer. But I suppose it sort of might have gone out of the old dance band tradition that the drummer always would sing. And as you gathered there from Papa, his rather lightly humorous, slightly taking the mickey, tongue-in-cheek vocals became a standard feature of his music and indeed of his programmes over the years. And yes, lived to, I think it'd be 101, and certainly from that CD, which was 1990, Celebration, he was 80 years old in that year, like on his, December the 7th was his birthday, and he also got the BASCA Gold Award Merit for Services to British Music. Now, we heard a bit of Hamps Boogie earlier on, so I thought only right that we'd hear a bit from the man himself, in a slightly not-so-frenetic style, Moonglow. Thank you. Could be worse, couldn't it? Not a bad lineup at all. Great sound from Lionel Hampton. Hamp there playing Moonglow. Gene Krupa and Teddy Wilson in accompaniment. That's not a bad lineup, is it? Not bad at all. Right, I promise you some Louis Jordan. If I don't babble too much, we'll get some in. Louis and his Timpani Five been dipping into this one from our friends at Afford. Five classic albums. Five classic albums on two CDs. How good is that? This one, one of the absolute classics. I love it. Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
One night Farmer Brown was taking a hand. He locked up the barnyard with the graves of care. Out in the hen house up and stood when he hollered, "Who's that?" This is what he heard. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground, kicking up an awful fuss. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do.
We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. Takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and get the head. Setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
Almost rock and roll, isn't it? Almost rock and roll. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with a distinctly rocky version of Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. If you heard it earlier on, some of the other versions, it's, doesn't quite have such a hard backbeat to it. But, I think he could see the writing on the wall, which way the music was going, and he was tapping into that. Still great fun, though, in any case. We'll play some more Louis Jordan next time. Perhaps one of the lesser-known ones. It's loads to pick from here. Lots you know, and quite a few you don't know. Doesn't mean they're bad, does it? About it for another week, though, or at least fortnight, jumping in on. In fact, nothing next week. It's the Guild week. It's Guild! Don't forget the Guild. Go and support it if you can. And then we'll be back with jumping in the week after that. And after that, I'll be back again with Sweet and Swing. See you then. Look after yourselves. Cheerio.